Hon. Just raise your hand so that we can see you. It's Hon. Mshwana, who's a member of the ANC, a member of this committee. Then you have Hon. Story, who's a member of this committee and member of the ANC. And then we have Hon. Ntapane, who's a member of the UDM and a member of this committee. We have Hon. Shidubana Nomita at the back there, who's a member of this committee as well, a member of the UDM. No, of the ANC. Oh, sorry. The way she looked at me, sorry. And then you have Hon. Ntapane on the second row. Hon. Chikela. I said I'm sick, my apologies. You have Hon. Chikela. Maybe I should wear my glasses so that I can see who is who. Maybe I'm starting to make mistakes. You have Hon. Chikela, who's a member of this committee, who's a member of COPE. You have Hon. Mabunda, who's a member of this committee and a member of COPE. Of the ANC, sorry. Master will come and assist me, not long. Then you have Hon. Van der Berg, who's a member of the DA and member of this committee. Then you have Hon. Van Skalkwyk, who is a member of the DA and a member of this committee. Then you have Hon. Moss, who's a member of this committee, member of the ANC. You have Hon. Shiva, who's a member of the ANC and member of this committee. Then you have Hon. Shabalala, who's a member of this committee as well. Then you have Johnny next to me, which you all know well, who's the committee secretary. Then you have Kubani committee assistant today. Then you have Mfundo, who's our committee assistant for today. Then you have Dr. Hlengani Mbalui, who's our researcher. I think he was here. He just asked to excuse for a few minutes. Next to me, you have, I call them by first name, so you'll be, you have Rai next to me, and Barbara. These are the state law, these are the parliamentary legal advisors. Is there anybody that I've left out? I guess it was a parliamentary monitoring group. Is there? Hi, Susie.
Hi,
Tiffany, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm fine. You have Tiffany Day from PMG. I don't think I've left anyone out. Once again, thank you. I've welcomed you in this meeting, and I hope you had a lovely Valentine's Day yesterday. If you are single like me, there was no stress. I bought myself a perfume. So we are moving to the next item, which is apologies. The only apology I have here is from Honorable S.P. Mashatile, the minister, who is not able to attend the committee plan today. The minister will be attending a joint meeting of all cabinet committees and cabinet committee on economic sector today on employment and infrastructural development. That's the only apology I have. Are there any other apologies, Johnny? Okay. Thank you. Any comments on the apologies? No comment. Are you raising your hand? Do you know what's up? Okay. On the apologies. Okay.
I've got an apology to the that I would like to meet to leave the meeting at 11:30 to attend to another committee.
For?
To attend to another committee meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay. Before we give to the parliamentary legal team and the state law advisors, members in front of you, you are supposed to have three documents. The original version of the bill, the A list, and the B list. This was done by the department, the B1, to show where they've made amendments. You have this one from the state law advisor, so you are supposed to have three documents and the original one. So you are we all covered? Members, why are you so dull today? You are not even looking this side. What is that wrong? You are not even smiling. Even my. Oh, and you're being an arm diesel, so Cooper. So. I'm going to. Okay. Okay. Now I will give the legal advice the department's I'll now give comments by the parliamentary legal advisor, departmental legal advisor, and the state for law advisors. But what I will do, because today, as we'll know, we'll be going clause by clause, I will just allow them to comment, and then state law narrate. Okay. None. Brief. Narrate. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. Our primary comments at the moment focus on clause 4, so I don't know if Chairperson would like the department to comment on the initial clauses and ask them fall in, or if we can just give our initial comments on clause 4 already.
I will now, okay, thanks, Barbara, because I it's for how the agenda was done, because I thought maybe we would listen to the department first. Maybe state law advisors, Nifunuzan, what department? Who comments them? Okay. What I will do now, DG, morning, DG. How are you, DG? I sent you a message, you didn't even say thank you. On wishing you Valentine's Day. My phone says delivered. Now I'm going to hit you hard today because I was trying to be nice. You know, to the two honorable members, this is the DG of the department. His name is Busiso Xaba. So DG, over to you. And what I will do now, we will give to the DG, and then we will give to the state or law advisor, then I will give to Zoraya, so it will be the other way around. Okay. Thank you.
Chair, thank you. Chair, I'm going to request our state, our legal advisors, Ms. Doris Tsepe, is going to lead us through the clause by clause.
Chairperson, can you read, clarify to us which document are we using now?
Just to clarify, you want us to start with the entire clause by clause, or do you want us to deal with just clause 4?
Sorry, I was just... Remember when we said you must go back is to do the homework that we've given you. So if your homework is with clause kulu, could be... Okay, then you can use... So you are on the B. Hey, well, the members is B.
Thank you.
Chairperson.
Okay.
Chairperson?
Yes, I want to be sorry.
Yeah, I still need clarification here. You said we are working from B. Which B is it? Because we've got an amendment, the one, the latest. Some of us have not got the document.
I think before we start, and I get your point, Zuraya wants to raise something. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, committee members and consultants. What we have in front of us now is a departmental draft proposal for a B-Bulk. I believe they've also submitted something that looks similar to this, where the track changes are actually reflected. So in other words, the only official document before us now is still the original bill as it was introduced, right? Then the department has another document, which is the original document, the introduced bill, with track changes. Okay? They've actually just gone a step ahead and prepared a draft of a B-bill. But I think let's put this aside for now and work from the original ABLE with the one that shows the track changes, so that members can see what the bill as introduced was, what the track changes are, and of contention is only clause 4.2 specifically, because that was where the concern around constitutionality turned on. We will give our comments once the department has made their proposal, and then the committee can take it clause by clause and consider which of the two proposals the committee is more comfortable with. So in short, I think we work off the one that has the track changes reflected, which is not called anything, which is the original bill with track changes.
So, Zuraya, I
which is, in other words, the A list, yeah.
So are you saying problem that the A list, we put it aside? On the cover, there's B 2011. Chair?
Excuse me, Chair.
Chair. Okay. Yes,
Yeah. Chair, I'm not sure if members have the document with the changes, because that's the document we went through the last time we were here. Mm-hmm. What then we have done is that the discussions that we had the last time, we have incorporated them into the bill, which is the bill which at the bottom is written B23B2011. That's the submission.
Johnny, don't put the guys, I'm getting a bit confused here. I'm sorry to. It's not the medication, but it's me. Are you saying, DG, we are on this one now?
All I'm saying is this, that we discussed the amendments that we were proposing as the department.
Yes.
That was on the document with track changes.
Yes.
What we have then done is we have incorporated those into the bill, and
yes,
that is what we have submitted
mm-hmm.
today.
Which document is it in front? Unless it's not in front of my eyes.
I'm trying to find a way.
That means I've got the wrong documents in front of me then. Then we don't have it. Honorable Van der Berg?
Chairperson, if I'm not mistaken, I've received this B23B yesterday in my pigeonhole with a lot of other documents. With the original bill and this bill with the changes I went through as I was informed by my previous colleague. So I think that then it is B23B we're going to work now from.
Yes, but I don't have it in front of me then. That's why then members are confused. Johnny? I don't have it. That's why I'm looking at the state law advisor, that the document that you have, I don't have it. So.
Honourable members, in case B23B is just to give you a sense as to what the bill would look like with all those track changes as well as things that come from the amended list. So for now, let's ignore B23B and work on B23A, which is the proposed amended amendments, the A list, for instance. The original bill that the department has lodged with Parliament.
Thank you, Chair. I think we're going around in circles in confusion.
Who's confused?
We are being confused about what we need to do.
Okay, before you go, myself, which document is the department working on? I've got three documents here.
Chair, there's a document which is written B23A. That
yes.
is the A list. That's a document that comes from the state law advisors.
Yes.
Now, from the A list, the amendments that are proposed in the A list have been incorporated in a document written B23B.
I don't have that document. It is only in Honorable Van der Berg who's got it. Do you have it, Honorable Shuban? Who has got members? So the department is on which document are you working on?
Chair, we're working on the one written B23B.
Honorable, Zura, please come in and speak to us now. Lawyers are arguing.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. What I'm trying to do is for us not to get ahead of ourselves. The committee has not taken any decision on the A list, so to speak. So we cannot have a B bill before us because the committee has not given consideration to the A list. So that is premature. And for that reason, I said, let's call it the department draft proposal for a B bill, because I don't want the record to reflect that we are now considering a B bill when we've not considered an A list. So I tried to kind of say that in a way that the record doesn't reflect that we're sitting with a B bill. So could we put aside the B bill, because that is premature. We don't have a B bill before us. So ignore the fact that you have a B bill. You can use it as a reference document. It is a proposal for the B bill. Okay? Because what the committee has to do is to consider the A list.
Okay.
So what we requested last time was that that A list be shown in the original bill with track changes so that it's easy for the committee to read. But that wasn't done. A B bill was done. So I think for the purpose of being procedurally correct, let's just put aside that B bill entirely, start with the A list, and let the department take us through the A list. The only issue, which I will reiterate, that is of concern to us is clause 4. And once the department has completed with its proposals as contained in this A list, we will comment on our proposal for clause 4. So I think that is the best way to proceed.
State law advisors?
Thank you, Chair. In actual fact, what I was going to do was to clarify and give and propose a go-ahead, because I see that there is a confusion with this thing. What I was going to say, Ms. Adikare has is correctly put it, that the position as it is. So procedurally, what I would propose is that the state law advisor read the A list, that is the amendments that were prepared by the office by the instructions from the committee from the last meeting. The state law advisor will read that A list. So I would propose that the documents that are considered at the moment is the original bill that was tabled before Parliament, together with the A list, which the state law advisor is going to read from. And then, after he has done so, we will leave a allow the committee to comment if the amendments were captured correctly as instructed the last time. That is all, Chairman. Thank you.
Before Honourable Story, I've noted you. When the department left here, we had not agreed, we as a committee had not agreed on the proposed amendments there. We said they must rework on them. Members will remember that. And then today come with what they had prepared for us today on recommendations. Because when they brought the recommendations, the committee was not happy with those recommendations. We said they must go back and redo them. And then today they come. Remember, I even said, I've given you 2 weeks enough to come. So, B or A, I'm not going to speak about this. What I want is that the document that is prepared for today, because I remember I said we must go and work with the state law advisors on this one. Remember? Am I speaking a fairy tale? I said they must go and work with the state so that today they come and present what they had agreed upon. So, you see, we cannot go ahead of procedure, legal procedures. We'll be taken back to court. Now, it's not that the department will go to talk. It's us, the portfolio committee, that will be taken back to court. So that's why I'm raising that issue. Because now I'm... Hey, Honourable Story?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it only shows that you've got different notions about the whole thing.
You've got different
notions about what we agreed on. I would propose, just for
the mic in, ma'am, sorry.
Yeah, I would propose, Chairperson, that as the ANC component, we need to have a caucus of 5 minutes. Yes. And then we'll come back. Because, you see, I can read a lot of things now. If we raise questions, this looks very clumsy.
Master, I thank you for your proposal, because I was going to, just for 10 minutes, to allow the state law advisors, the department, and the legal team just to meet for the 10 minutes so that they can be understanding, because from what I get, there are 3 documents and the department went ahead while before we get there. What are you saying, no, John? Okay, can I just make that proposal for 10 minutes? Please.
I agree that we break for the 5 of 10 minutes so that we can fit our final fit.
Okay, thank you. Other honorable members? Okay, thank you. Can I just propose that 10 minutes, please? Because John, you are saying no also here. Yeah, I don't know why you're saying no. Because that's why there's a lot of confusion here. Because I know what was required today, but I don't know why are we going there and there. So as much as I'm sick, but I still remember exactly what is it that is supposed to be brought here today. Really. So I'm getting a bit angry now, because really I know what was supposed to be brought here today. So I'll allow just 10 minutes. You all meet while I chat we chat together. Thank you.
I'm going to go get another croissant.